Well, in the last few years, the problem of homelessness in Stoke-on-Trent seems to have increased, and a new charity is in the process of being set up in the Potteries using the innovative combination of home and work to support people away from homelessness. Emmaus Potteries will provide people who've experienced homelessness and social exclusion with somewhere to live, along with meaningful work in a social enterprise. Emmaus is an international charity, and they have a number of centres around the UK. Like I say, it's being established here in the Potteries, and I went along to Stoke Minster recently to talk to some of the people involved with that. I talked to John Webb, who's the local champion for Emmaus Potteries. Maurice, who got involved with Emmaus in Bolton when he was living on the streets. It turned his life around. We'll hear a bit of his story in the next few minutes. Plus one of the trustees from Emmaus in Bolton as well. So let's find out a little bit more about what this is all about. John Webb speaks first.
So yeah, Emmaus is all about creating somewhere for people to live and to work, to create a solid home base, to create an environment of support and companionship and solidarity, to develop people's self-respect, give people a job opportunity to develop new skills, new opportunities. And the whole thing is a self-financing and self-sustaining model through the enterprises, which bring in the money to actually pay for the living accommodation for the people who are living and working.
Who's it for? It's a very basic level. Who are you trying to work with, support and benefit?
Any adult in North Staffordshire, really, who's currently homeless in temporary accommodation could access and gain support through Emmaus. We'll have probably, when we get up and running, 20, 25 bed spaces, so we're limited from that side. And there's about over 1,300 people in Stoke alone currently in temporary accommodation, whether it's in a hostel or sofa surfing or on the streets. So there's a lot bigger number than we could ever house. So we're part of that jigsaw of other providers. But we offer something which is completely different and unique. So it's people who want to make that transformation from being at an incredibly low point in their lives to try and transform things to get back into, I guess, mainstream living and working even. And so we offer something unique in terms of housing and work in the same place.
Hello, Maurice.
Hello.
Now, you came across Emmaus in Bolton. Do you want to tell me a bit about the story of how that happened?
Well, I'd never heard of Emmaus before in my life. I was living on the street in Bolton. I happened to go to a drop-in centre at a church who suggested I could spend some time helping out at Emmaus. So I went there one day a week and did some help in the building work. And they actually offered me somewhere to live. They said, well, you know, why don't you just try living here? If you like it, you can stay. If you don't like it, you can go. And I thought, this is fantastic. This is the first people in ages who'd seem to care what happened to me. And I stayed there 6 years, and I really enjoyed myself because it gives you the time to kind of get better, repair yourself, bring back your self-esteem, your self-respect, which I kind of lost, which I think is the easiest thing to lose when you're out there, the hardest thing to get back. After 6 years, I decided I was kind of ready to go out there again. And they helped me. They, you know, helped me find a flat, helped me furnish a flat. I still like going back there to help out as a volunteer. I think it's a fabulous organisation. It saved my life, really.
So Roger, you are... Tell me your role in the project in Bolton again.
I'm chairman of the Board of Trustees of Emmaus Bolton.
And I know you've been doing that for quite a number of years as well. You're sponsoring the Emmaus Potteries. What does that mean?
It means that we're their mentor. So we are charged with the responsibility for guiding them into all things Emmaus and setting them off in the right direction, giving them the best possible start with support in whatever way is needed to do that.
Sounds like there's a lot of hard work ahead. What drives you to go for it?
For me, it turned out to be the thing that I'd actually been looking for subconsciously for most of my life. I was always wired up for business. That was the only thing I was ever interested in. So when Emmaus came onto the radar as a social enterprise, I immediately understood it. The second hook, as I call it, took a little while to sink in, but it's absolutely incurable. And that is, once you latch on to that if you can empower somebody to become a giver, then you've given them the greatest gift that you possibly can. You know, it's the old story, you give a man a fish, you get away, do away with his hunger, but give him a fishing rod and he can carry on giving pulling fish out of the water to feed himself and to help feed other people. And that's what Emmaus does, basically.
Roger Spear there. Talking to Maurice, who was helped by Emmaus in Bolton, and before that John Webb. He's the local champion for Emmaus here in the Potteries. It's in the process of setting up. They're establishing a charity. They're exploring options for a site to be based in the Potteries. They're keen to build relationships with local businesses, voluntary sector organisations and supporters to get the project off the ground. And if you would like to find out more, contact John Webb, who is the Emmaus Potteries local champion, and you can call him on 01782 461 820 461 820. You can also catch him on his mobile 07710 434025. You can email John johnw at emmauspotteries.org.uk. Emmaus being spelled E-M-M-A-U-S, Emmaus Potteries. You can catch the website emmaus.org.uk/potteries, and also follow them on Twitter and Facebook, again, as you search Emmaus Potteries. So plenty of ways to connect if you're a local business, a voluntary sector organisation, or maybe a potential future supporter who can help get the project off the ground.
Your community radio.
Cross Rhythm City. 101.8 FM.